On March 27th and 28th, the Jacobs School of Music will host its first annual guitar festival and competition. I have with me today the co-directors of the event.
I'm Errol Osever. I'm a doctoral student in the Jacobs School of Music and serving as co-director on the festival.
And I'm Petar Jankovic. I'm faculty at the guitar department at the School of Music and likewise serving as a co-director for the festival.
So what brought about the idea of the festival?
Well, really, I realized that they're just great facilities at IU, and I mean, as many concert halls as we have, we've got a really great level guitar program and great faculty, and I just thought this would be a great opportunity to showcase that. And when I brought the idea forth to the department, it just seemed perfect timing with the commemoration of the 20 years of the department. So.
We have had in past some tryouts with a festival for pre-college programs and everything with Atanas Cvetkov in the pre-college department. But then this is the first time we took under a major festival like this. We are probably going to have applicants from mostly applicants from other states, really high-level performers, something that you can look at as an international-level performance. Competitors, and we hope to have really good competition and festival in that sense. And of course, we have guests that are going to perform. That's why we call it festival. Otherwise, it would be only competition. So we will have several concerts on that weekend, and it's opportunity for the competitors to come in and kind of know Bloomington and School of Music and things like that.
So what of this is actually open to the average person as a spectator?
I think all rounds open to the public, I believe,
yeah.
So, right?
Yeah, the whole thing is open to the public. We're just going to have ushers to make sure that spectators don't accidentally kind of disturb the performers. But other than that, I mean, it's open. Everything is free and open to the public.
And also the rounds are free programs, so competitors will have a limit for playing, but they will actually be able to choose the best of what they play. So we really do expect a somewhat concert-level performance from them. So it will be very interesting for anyone who is interested to hear that, to come in and listen to the rounds and see what they think when jury makes the decisions, whether they agree or not. But that, I think it's always nice to open that to the general public, to the community.
So there's no competition repertoire that they are having to choose from at all?
No, normally some competitions are like that. They would just allow open and free program to the competitors. Some competitions would require some set pieces or certain limitations into a period. It depends, really. We wanted to bring in the higher level of competitors, and having a free program enables them to come really with the best of what they can play.
How do you see this festival helping to enrich the average person's knowledge and appreciation of classical guitar?
Well, I think this is really helpful in that sense, because by the fact of free program, we'll have a lot of choices that competitors are going to play. So that will definitely be a good display of the repertoire. Such as any other concert, we produce a lot of concerts in the guitar department through entire year. So there is a plenty of chance for people to come in, but always bringing people from outside that inevitably brings new repertoire ideas and new programs, and then opens up much more that size of the guitar to the community members, so they can see other things that normally they wouldn't see in the school. I don't know if you want to add anything.
Well, I just think that in general, guitar music is very accessible. I think, you know, classical guitar music is, most people who have never really been familiarized with it really tend to like it when they hear it. So it's just a matter of getting people exposed to it, I think. And, you know, I haven't met a whole lot of people who have really listened to classical guitar music and not fallen in love with it. So,
yeah, and partly the 90% of our repertoire is Latin American Spanish influenced music. So that, by the definition, is so appealing, especially in the United States, you know, and it goes really well. And when we have college kids, because part of their education is to attend concerts from our guitar classes, and that would maybe the first time they hear that. All the comments we get after that, I mean, most of the comments are really, they like it, even though it's not rock music, but they really like it. It's somehow they feel that that's something they would like to go and hear again, which is the really good thing for us, right? And one thing that I want to add also, that this competition is actually only for non-IU students. In other words, our students cannot compete simply because Mr. Ernesto Bitteri, who is the chair of the guitar department, and myself are in the jury. And by the definition of that, you cannot have your own students competing. Mm-hmm. And we thought it would be also nice that we open that so that people from outside come in and really enjoy and meet, and our students can actually help the organization and showcase a little bit Bloomington and School of Music, so they would be more free to do those kind of things. We didn't say the full organization. Besides the two co-directors, the artistic director of the festival is Maestro Bitteri, the chair of our department, and also the business office of the Jacob School of Music is helping a lot with the organization. So it's kind of a joint project between the community of Bloomington through Guitar Society and Jacob School of Music and Guitar Department.
Well, we look forward to another festival taking up a home at the Jacob School of Music and to some great festivals. Thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Thanks a lot.